Tom's going to tell you how he can help you overcome some of those fears. Plus, we'll tell you the various ways you could be taxed in retirement and what you can do now to help mitigate some of those taxes. Plus, later on, how to make sense of all the variables when it comes to planning for your retirement. We'll get to that and so much more. But first things first, we say hello to the star of the show and my buddy Tom Fortino. And Tom, happy holidays, my friend. Great to be with you.
Hey, great to be with you. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, whatever else we can throw in there. But no, it's great to be here. We got a lot of great information, and it's not too late. I know this, you know, today we're going to cover a lot of that stuff, even the end of the year. So there's still things we can do this year. Of course, it's ongoing. I'm not saying we're going to end at the end of the year, but a lot of important stuff to talk about today.
No doubt. And Tom, we know that your calendar gets extremely crowded this time of year. But for those folks, and we've been trying to encourage our listeners since, what, September, early October, get a jump on that end of year planning. Still a couple of opportunities, still a few open spots for those listening today if they feel like there's some things to check off their end of year financial checklist.
In fact, there's time, and we're gonna give you some things that are very impactful. Let's put it that way. And Willie will set the stage for going into next year. So stick around. Lots and lots to get into.
We will have a lot of great information coming your way here today. And folks, if you're tuned in today, obviously you're already taking that first step towards putting more emphasis into planning for your retirement. Now, if you want to take it one step further, we'll keep this phone number handy, folks. 630-864-6711. That's the number to reach Tom Fortino and the team at the Alpha Wealth Group. Again, 630-864-6711. Or online anytime. It's alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. So, Tom, I saw this recent study from Allianz, and it estimates that nearly half of retirees find themselves anxious about spending their savings. Now, I know it's something we've talked about in the past. Right. The question becomes, what's one way to help overcome some of that anxiety? Well, financial planner Kevin Lum recently said you might want to look at an income annuity. Take a listen.
Annuitized income won't maximize wealth, but it can maximize spending confidence. The average person with an annuity spends twice as much money as someone with a similar portfolio invested in the market. Now, the portfolio owner ends up richer, but the annuity owner feels more secure, even if they end up with less money.
All right, so Tom, talk to the listeners out there that are feeling the same. They're nervous, they're anxious, they're worried about spending in retirement. How can you help?
You know, this is so important. Kevin, we talk about income planning as part of your overall planning. We're going to make it simple. That's the theme of today. We're going to talk about this. This is very simple. Look, when you retire, your paychecks stop, right? The income stops, but the expenses don't. And then you have to think of a couple other things, right? We're living longer than ever. Let me repeat that. We're living longer than ever. Social Security is typically not enough, right? There's studies that show maybe it should replace 40% of your income. Healthcare costs are rising. We're certainly not, and no one is immune from inflation. You may need, you know, something that may cost you $1,000, may cost you $1,500. I mean, look at your home. If you purchased it 20 years ago, what's the value of it today? So we're dealing with all of these challenges as we go into retirement. And one of the things they were talking about was this stress and this. And so when we talk about income planning, you know, our mantra, Kevin, we've talked about, and any listeners maybe have heard it, you know, there's this domino effect. It's about having what we call the five pillars. So I'm going to start with the cornerstone, of course, income. We're going to get to taxes, investment planning, estate planning, legacy planning. All of those are part of your overall plan. But, you know, let's start with that biggest thing. I kind of say it's almost like that when they say on the plane, you know, first secure your mask and then you can go to other things if we lose cabin pressure. This is the most important thing, having the income that can't run out. That certainly can reduce the stress level. And we've talked about all the challenges, the threats of rising tax rates, the longevity risk. How do we start to eliminate that stuff? Well, it's all about creating what is an income plan. And I always say, let's separate income from assets. And by the way, I'll offer our income planning packet. You can get that from our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. You can download the income planning packet with the worksheets, or if you want us to send it to you, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. It is a roadmap to create an income plan. What do I mean by that? we talk about income, and I always say it's very important that we separate income from assets. You can have $2 million, $1 million, but the point is, how do we translate that into or convert that into income? It's technically not income. Income is something that comes in for the rest of your life, regardless of age, regardless of what you have in investments, regardless of what the market does. Social Security is one example of that. What this individual has mentioned was annuities. Now, we get pros and cons to annuities. We get a lot of opinions. Look, I'm an investment advisor rep, part of a registered investment advisory group, and we do active money management. And I'm insurance licensed. I'm not pro or con. And that what's something that's disheartening with the annuities is that we just get a little bit of information. Someone gives you opinions. Someone quoted recently say, I come in loaded with facts. Other people have opinions. Let's talk about facts. You can use these annuities to create income. You know, and I talked about those risks, longevity risk, market risk, even inflation risk. You can use these as part of your plan. They give you a guaranteed income stream. So basically, the way the annuities can work is as part of your plan. Again, this is just a piece to look at them. And by the way, part of that income planning packet I offered, that has the truth about annuities in there. So you deserve to know how these work. Basically, again, what happens with an annuity? It's like a pension. And if I said to you, you could have all the income you needed throughout your life, what would you say to that? You'd say, that's a pretty good thing. Mm-hmm. So the way they work is, again, it's an investment product. And what it does, though, is it gives you a lifetime income. And you still have an account value. So you get a life. In fact, you can create a joint lifetime income with these. It comes in, again, the rest of your life. It comes in regardless of the market. So market risk comes in, again, whether you're 65, 85, 95, longevity risk. Well, we can take that off the table. So if we start to include some of these things in our planning as part of our overall plan, this is where annuities can be a big component. And again, joint lifetime income. So if we're creating an income plan where we're doing the right thing on the claiming strategies for Social Security, which we can have a whole show on that, we're trying to maximize our benefit. Then we have a pension. I just met with someone recently the other day. They had, between the two of them, they had $70,000, maybe it was closer to $80,000, but it was at least $70,000 of Social Security. We looked at the annuity, and the annuity is going to give them another $30,000 of income. And so that was $100,000 of income coming in. That, they still have over $1 million in investments. So think about that. That's a paycheck. We talk about trying to replace your paycheck, having the cash flow, and this is part of that goal. And so, you know, this is why these annuities can work this way in your planning. You deserve to know how they work. And again, if you can incorporate it, one other thing I'll add with those is that not only does the annuity, that $30,000 I just gave it as an example, and you can set them up to create $40,000, $50,000. And by the way, to the extent you don't go through your account, guess what? That goes to your children and grandchildren. But you have the lifetime income during your lifetime. So that's important. And it's, as I said, a joint lifetime income. So in this example, what I said was there was a $40,000 and a $30,000 Social Security. The larger Social Security stays for both your lifetimes. So does the annuity. So not only is there $100,000 for both your lifetimes, if a spouse passes away, there's still another $70,000 that will continue for both your lives. I mean, this is part, I'm just giving you examples. We're going to get into more about how to minimize the taxes on this, how to protect it. There's so many aspects to this. But let's start to create the cash flow to replace the paychecks so we're in a good place and we can start to reduce the stress. And this is important stuff. Just pick up the phone and give our team a call. We'll sit down and we'll do a complete income planning analysis. We'll also look at the tax aspect of it. We'll look at the overall plan, portfolio analysis. Throw everything in a box. Give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. Oh, by the way, you know, part of this process is not only have a plan, but then we hit the ground running in 2026.
630-864-6711 or online, it's alphawealthgroup.com. Again, that website is alphawealthgroup.com. Well, Tom, I know we like to talk taxes on the program, and I thought this was rather topical. Cam Newton, former NFL star quarterback, now on ESPN's First Take.
Mm-hmm.
But he says one of the biggest money mistakes pro athletes make over their careers is failing how to understand and their income will be taxed. And I know a lot of folks can certainly relate to this.
See, the thing is, in one demographic from a W-2 to a W-9, right, you're writing off what you spend. But people don't realize, as an athlete, you're a part of the 1%. So not only do you get state tax, Chicago, Illinois, you're getting federal tax. Every state that you play in, you get taxed with those states. So bro, how do you spend or blow $30 million?
And I know we very well could be our biggest expense in retirement, yeah, Tom. And the bottom line is most folks listening don't understand how their income will be taxed once they walk away from that 9 to 5. So explain, if you can, what that includes and, and more importantly, how you create a workable plan to mitigate some of those taxes long term.
You know, we focus quite a bit. Again, I mentioned before, we're part of an investment advisory group. We do portfolio management, insurance license. We do have an attorney that does estate planning. We do everything. And part of that everything is tax planning. I think it's one of the most overlooked. In fact, this is not disparaging against anyone else. I just had someone come in here the other day, said I'm working with Fidelity, and someone's come in before, said I worked with another company or whatever it may be. I shouldn't. But, you know, they just said, I can't give you tax advice. And I'm like, well, why not? Some of this stuff is basic. And so we'll get into some of these examples. I'm going to give you a couple different ideas, and we're going to talk even more about it throughout today's show. But if you think about it, think of it this way. I mentioned before, Social Security, pensions, retirement accounts, they have one thing in common. They're all taxed. Think about this. Social Security, if you take out $60,000 from, let's say your benefit's $60,000, up to 85% of your Social Security can be taxable. That means $50,000 of that $60,000. So, you know, if your taxes, well, again, we'll keep it simple. If you're paying 30%, 20%, 25%, that could be a $10,000 to $12,000 tax bill. So your benefit's not $60,000, it's $48,000. All right. And then you look at your IRAs, right? If, again, if you need $60,000 out of an IRA, and you got to turn around and give $15,000 back to the government, right? The IRS, your partner, you're netting $45,000. So there's $120,000 I just showed, and you're going to net about $90,000. Okay. So, and then it can impact other things, right? It can impact what your Medicare premiums are. It can impact all these other things when we get into taxes. So we try to keep it very simple, but this is why when you hear me talk about Roths and health savings accounts are tax-free too, these are things that never go on your 1040, and now you can get more of your Social Security tax-free. And I've given these examples before. So taxes are unfortunately overlooked. Then we get into tax efficiency. So let me give you some examples here. And this was just a meeting I had this week. Again, this happens all the time. And it's, to me, I don't want to be dramatic about it, but it's a little disheartening because I want people to be as tax efficient as possible, especially when I see people that come in and they work so hard. You know, you work 30, 40 years, and you've accumulated all this wealth. You know, and then things are inefficient, or you're giving away money, and you're just not getting the guidance you should be getting. You know, yeah, it's a little disappointing. And you have to think about this too with taxes. When you those numbers I said, if it's $15,000, you have to turn around and give back to the IRS, or part of your Social Security, you give back to the IRS. That's money that's never growing for you again. So it's not just, okay, it cost me $10,000-$15,000 this year. That's $10,000-$15,000 at 6-7% or whatever you think you can get over the next 20 years. Wow. So these numbers become huge. And so this is why we are so adamant about doing forward tax planning. If you're not getting this advice, for example, I offered the income planning packet on our website. We've got a couple of tax guides in there. We have Getting to Tax Free. That gives you 7, maybe 8 ideas on tax-free strategies. There's also another tax guide, Taking Control of Your Taxes, on there. And this is something that's important to know. So if you want that information, you can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com, download the information, and, you know, or mark things up. Or if you want to just call me and say, hey, Tom, I was thinking about, you know, Roth conversions, or you can email us. Or if you want us to customize information for you, we will help you. Let me just give you an example. Okay, and by the way, our number is 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. I'm happy to hop on a 15-minute call with you or whatever it may be. But I had a meeting this week, and so they came in, and again, this is why we were talking about opportunities before the end of the year. Keep in mind, you have a standard deduction. So these individuals, if you're over age 65, because of the Big Beautiful Act now, $6,000 per person more, that's $12,000 more you get to deduct. But my point is, their gross income was about $100,000, but their taxable income was about $57,000. They were in a 12% tax bracket. So we talked about converting about $50,000, $60,000 at 12%. What does that do? That's a Roth conversion. We want to do it before the end of the year. And guess what? On January 1st, we can do another $50,000. That's $100,000 over 2 tax years in 1 week. Now that money goes tax-free the rest of their life. There's no required minimum distributions. It lowers the minimum distribution on their existing IRA because they've drawn it down. And maybe they get more of their Social Security tax-free, and it goes to their children and grandchildren tax-free. Wow, there you go. The other thing that I noticed, so that's Roth conversions. This is why this is so important. I know we're going to talk about them more later on, Kevin. And this is part of that information that I offered to you. But I'm just giving you one meeting. Okay, in addition to that, the one spouse is working part-time. And I said, you can start contributing to a Roth, each one of you. So now they're doing Roth conversions and Roth contributions. By the way, the Roth contributions are going up next year, I think $8,600 per person. So again, December 30th, they can put $8,000 each, $16,000. January 1st, they can put another $16,000. Actually, I think it goes up to $8,600 each. They can put at least $17,000. So over the course of a week, they basically put in $33,000 from contributions, and they've converted another $50,000. Mm-hmm. There we go. Pretty strong. One other thing I'm going to mention, and then I'm this again, one meeting. The other thing that I noticed was they showed me their investments. And again, we looked at the investments. First of all, do you have good investments, smart investments, and they make sense for you? We are an investment advisory group. I mean, we're part of a registered investment group. I'm an investment advisor rep. And we do, I think, smart portfolio management. And that's part of the overall plan. But I noticed their Roth and their IRAs had the exact same investments. Wrong. Why? You should not. They had fixed investments. So you look at a 60-40 portfolio. We hear a lot about the 60-40. 40% is in fixed, and 60% is in the market. And I said to them, you should have no fixed in your Roth. Zero. Why do you have any fixed in your Roth? You know, that's tax-free. I want my growth in there. Now, I'm not saying every year, but if you look at the market over the last 5 years, the S&P's up 100%. Well, why wouldn't I want that in my Roth? Why would I want to grow my IRA, RMDs, and my taxes? So what we said is, well, let's restructure the IRA, put the fixed in the IRA. This is called tax efficiency, and I could get into many more examples. You can own the same thing in an IRA as a Roth, but why would you? Mm-hmm. Right? The difference is the tax treatment. So I don't mean to get animated about this, Kevin, but I just gave you one example on one meeting. Where this is, if you continue down this course, you are just giving away money every single year, year after year after year. And I mentioned the most pernicious thing about taxes, not the most, but it's a bad thing, is it's not just the bill I pay today. It's that money's never going for me ever again. Mm-hmm. And then it's even worse down the road. And so, again, don't want to get animated, although maybe I did a little bit. There's so many more ideas which we're going to get into. We have a lot to get into today. This is how we work with individuals. This is how we work as an advisor. Someone can say, I'm a financial planner. I'm this, I'm that. Okay, but what are you doing? What is that? That means nothing. Okay, what are you doing? Again, I'm an investment advisor rep. We do portfolio management. But I'm also going to help you with your taxes. I'm also going to help you with creating an income and hopefully more of it tax-free, protecting the assets and creating the estate from legacy plan. This tax piece of it is one of the most overlooked. I just talked about Roth contributions, Roth conversions, tax efficiency, and there's many more things. Pick up the phone. Give our team a call. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. You can get on my calendar right on our website. Download information. It's all there. We're here for you. And again, you know, you want to start doing these things. It's going to make a big difference for you and your family.
That's 630-864-6711 or online anytime. It's alphawealthgroup.com. So, Tom, comedian Nate Bargatze is a name that a lot of our listeners, I'm sure, are very familiar with. Well, I heard this soundbite recently, and it made me chuckle, because if you have kids or even grandkids that are in that fourth, fifth, sixth grade window, mm-hmm. you can certainly relate to what Mr. Bargatze is going with, helping his daughter with her homework. And, you know, he felt like maybe he could help, but even he was thrown for a loop when she showed him her new math. Take a listen to this.
If you don't know Common Core math, it's just basically a long way to get to the same answer. And even when you break it down, you see old math sneak in there. I mean, you're like, that was old math right there. Just do that at the beginning. I told my wife, it's a long way to get to the same thing. It would be if you came to my house and you knocked on the front door and you're like, can I come in? And I was like, could you walk around and come in through the back door? And you would be like, does the front door not work? And he's like, it works. It works fine. I use it. Most people still use it. But the new way is to go jump the fence, come in the back, and then meet me back here.
So certainly a little complicated yeah. is fourth and fifth grade math. Mm-hmm. But Tom, I think listeners today would say, you know, retirement planning can feel very cumbersome as well. We talked taxes in the last segment. We've got inflation. You've got Social Security claiming strategies, RMDs. There's so many variables. So I guess right. The question becomes, Tom, how can you help our listeners really make sense of it all?
Well, I'm going to go back to the thing I've said so many times. And well, first of all, I don't think it has to be as complicated as this industry makes mm-hmm. it. That's my belief. And when I said, you know, and I've said this before, when I do classes, and we say, and by the way, there's classes on our website too. Of course, you can register for. We're going to start those up again next year. But You know, the one question I ask is, what is your definition of retirement planning? You know, does anybody can, it's not about getting to a number. It's not about, you know, buying a product, whatever it may be that we think, hey, this is what it is. It's more than that. And so, or Greg uses the phrase, growing a pile of money and picking at it. It's five things. And that's why, and this report is available. We've offered information today, Kevin, on our website. And that's why we offer it. So you can have it in your hands. You can read through it. And one of those is the retirement roadmap, the five simple, I'll stress that again, simple steps to a stress-free retirement. And I did say our theme today was going to be more on the simple side because it really is that simple. Mm. And I've said before, look, my background, my undergraduate's electrical engineering, and I'm a process guy. And I kind of incorporated in our plan. Maybe I call it financial engineering. That's why we say, you know, it's not just about the one thing. That's why it's about when you build anything, you know, bridge, a car, you can build a financial plan. And so what are the building blocks to that plan? And then again, our report goes through it and you can get that information, the worksheets, as well as the tax-free. We talked about pieces of those building blocks. We talked about two of them today, creating income you can't outlive and trying to get as much of it tax-free, the tax planning, and there's a domino effect. But if you want to get that retirement roadmap or the information on tax planning or on the income planning, you can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. You can give us a call directly if you want us to customize something for it. You can set it. You can schedule a time on the website, on our calendar. But again, or if you want to just give us a call directly, I'm happy to chat with you or get you some direct information and customize it for your situation. The number is 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. So let me walk through these a little bit and explain why. And again, this is what I talk about being complete. One, we started with it at the top of the hour, Kevin, creating income you can't outlive. Again, I'm not trying to be flip. I'm not trying to be, hey, I'm salesy. No, that's it, right? You got to have income. If you don't have the paychecks coming in, nothing else really matters. I'm sorry. It's really kind of that straightforward. So the first goal is how do I make sure I try to create that income? And I'm confident. So I would pose the question. And so I'm asking these, think of these as questions and say, am I getting this approach? But if I say that's the five pieces, at least you have a checklist, a punch list, so to speak. And the first, again, is creating income. Social Security, pensions, annuities, and your investments can supplement your income too. But do you have an income plan? That's what I said. Not, I've got a big chunk of money. That's my income. That's not income. Okay, so we want to make sure we have an income plan and we have, you know, the information to direct you on that. And we put those things together so you can feel comfortable. And you're going to see what I mean by the domino effect. The next thing is what is about a tax plan. We talked about Roth conversions. We talked about Roth IRA contributions, 401k, after-tax 401ks, HSAs. All of this is tax-free. So let me give you an example. I said, you know, if you did all these things and most of your money was in a Roth, do you know you get all your Social Security tax-free?
Mm. Wow.
Is there a domino effect there? Sure is.
Sure.
So now I'm maximizing my Social Security benefit. If you had $70,000 of a Social Security benefit between you and your spouse, and you took $20,000 out of a Roth and $10,000 out of an IRA, that's 30, 70, you know you pay no tax? None, zero.
Wow.
Period. I have a client who has $120,000 of income. They're paying no income tax. And that's achievable. Maybe you don't get there, but you can get close. So this is why, do you see how these things fit together? I'm building a plan. Third piece is my investment plan. And guess what? If I can check the box on the income and the minimizing the taxes, to a certain extent, it gives me a permission slip to be able to have a little more, try to get a little more growth on my investments because I don't need them as much. I've made the comment before, if you're relying on your investments for income, well, you got market risk, you got longevity risk. What are we going to do to try to minimize those things? So if I can, this again, I hope you see why all this is starting. The pieces are fitting together. I'm building this retirement puzzle. So why we say about having a solid and a smart investment plan? Again, I'm an investment advisor rep, part of investment advisory group. We do portfolio management, active money management, but we tie it in with everything else. And that's important. Okay. The fourth piece is asset protection. You're an asset. So again, we get back to the domino effect. And I said this in the first time when we were talking about income. What happens if a spouse passes away? And again, are you having these conversations? Keep in mind, one of the Social Securities goes away. A pension can be reduced or eliminated. You are now in a higher tax bracket because you're filing individually. Your tax bracket could double. Required minimum distributions don't go down when a spouse passes away. They're still the same amount. So now you may have to give it back twice as much to the IRS. Guess what? Roths don't have RMDs. So your tax rate's at zero.
Right.
Right? So again, domino effect. how these things relate. I just start checking I walk down this thing. What happens if there's a long-term illness? And then that's that fourth piece, this asset protection. How am I protecting the income? And then the fifth and final piece is what we call the estate and legacy planning. And think about it. So do I have a living trust, powers of attorney, medical powers of attorney? Because it's not just about making sure, which is important, making sure the assets flow as effectively and efficiently to my children and grandchildren. Again, we want to keep our other child, Sam, Uncle Sam, out of our... No, I'm just kidding. Keep him out of our... as a beneficiary. But, and it's not just about getting assets to them and avoiding probate, making sure your family controls everything, minimizing estate and income taxes. That's all part of it. But also during your lifetime. How do you control assets during your lifetime? Because if you don't have a power of attorney in place and you know, you are incapacitated... And again, a domino effect. If there's a long-term illness, it's not just the cost, but also the control. If your spouse is, you cannot joint title an IRA. You cannot put it in a trust. So if you're incapacitated, you could have an asset that's frozen during your lifetime. The home can't be refied or sold and so on and so forth. We go down the list. Or if you have something just in your name, that's a frozen asset. And so now we call that sometimes living probate. So I hope you see those five pillars. We talk about the five pieces. There's a retirement plan. Now, I'm not saying you're going to be perfect on every piece of that plan, but certainly we should understand it. And guess what? Now, this whole confusion, which we talked about, Nate Bargatze's talking about, all this confusion, I think we've demystified a lot of that, and we can start working on creating a complete plan. We may see there's some shortfalls. Okay, we got it, but we're trying to get there. Mm-hmm. That's important. So for those of you, again, this is important stuff. And, you know, if you've done some of these things, you think you got some things in place, like, well, I'm not sure. I'll say it again. Throw everything in a box, including your estate planning, your tax returns, your statements, all of those things. We will do that complete review. We will test your plan. We will look at all of those, please. The portfolio analysis, the income plan, the tax strategies. If you have an estate plan, review it. Who are your successor trustees? How's your distribution set up? Is there exposure to taxes on that? And then any other questions you have, alphawealthgroup.com. You can schedule a time. Get on my calendar. Get information. Again, we're here for you. We're a resource. And so I hope this has been helpful to kind of demystify some of this thing. Stick with the old math. That works.
630-864-6711. Tom, let me ask you. I feel like based on what you do planning for a living, I feel like you've knocked out your Christmas shopping long ago. Is that a fair assessment?
Sure. Okay.
Uh-huh. The reason I bring it up is the question is, Tom, when do you do the bulk of your holiday shopping? Well, I saw this interesting article, and it's a survey from the National Retail Federation. Says up to half of Americans put it off till the week leading up until Christmas, and another 30% wait until the final few days before the 25th. In any case, the bottom line is time is running out. Time's also running out on financial decisions you have to make that carry a year-end deadline. So, Tom, if you could, give our listeners some things they need to be thinking about. Again, we've talked about this a lot, but if you're a procrastinator, what should be top of mind here?
We have talked about this. Yeah. We've been talking about this for months and months, but there's probably some people that haven't gotten to it, or maybe this is the first time they've heard it, so I'll be kind here. But, you know, year-end planning is something we deal with all the time. I mean, it's part of it, and we do things all year round, but certainly there's a deadline coming up. You know, December 31st, if there's things you don't do, it's over. You cannot do it again for this year. Year-end planning is important. I've said it before. It gives you that final chance to optimize taxes, strengthen investments, and, you know, align your financial goals and get ready for the next year. And so let me, you know, we talk about 401ks. You have until the end of the year to max out your 401k. Roth conversions, you have until December 31st. Required minimum distributions, please don't forget to take those. You have until the end of the year. And we can go down on the list of these charitable contributions, gifting, and so on. But this, again, this is why I say we're different by design. I've done a ton of Roth conversions already this year because with our clients, like, okay, what are we doing this year? What are we doing? All right, let's do some more. And it just gets exciting because there's this opportunity. They just all of a sudden see that Roth, that tax-free account, continue to go up and that IRA start to go down. And it's so critical. And we've talked enough about it, Kevin, about this end of year or this tax-free, getting to tax-free stuff and how it impacts your overall plan. So this is critical. Roth conversions may be the most common thing. We'll spend a few minutes on that, and then I want to talk about some other ideas. But this is so critical, as I said. And then let's start this year, and we can incorporate it every year going forward. Hopefully it becomes habit. Roth conversions. All right. You can do any amount at any time at any age. I've said it many times. Any amount at any time at any age. I don't care if you have $1 million in an IRA. You can convert every penny tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It will go to tax-free. Now, not suggesting that's the best strategy. I've heard arguments on both sides. Or you could do $100,000 for 10 years. That might make more sense. Or, you know, whatever it might be. But that's why I'm saying if you don't do it this year, you've lost potentially a year to do it. And this is where we say taking money from forever tax to never tax. The longer you keep that money in that IRA, it's just going to keep growing, and every penny on it's going to be taxable. So let's get that money over to the Roth. I'll make one other comment where sometimes there's opportunities too. You know, some of these stocks have taken a hit. These are not recommendations, but it's an example. And this is, again, things we incorporate. If you move money to a Roth, let's say you move $50,000 over from your IRA to a Roth. Well, now I maybe can buy up some beaten up stocks I think are good, whether it's, you know, Microsoft. It's, and again, not a recommendation. I'm giving these as examples. You need to do your own research. But, you know, it was up to 550. It was down to as much as 480. Maybe there's an opportunity. I would say, again, this is an opinion, but I'd say 5 years from now, do you think it's going to be higher? Yeah, mm-hmm. There's a good probability. But guess what? All of it's tax-free. Mm-hmm. You can look at Oracle or Palantir or some other even if you want to say I want to own NVIDIA, because I think that's going to do well. Again, some of these blue chips that are quality stocks. Amazon has kind of moved sideways for a while, but we don't need to get into all the stocks, but I'm just giving you an example. I get money tax-free, and then I put good quality growth stocks in there that I, you know, down the road will be higher, we hope, and every penny's tax-free. That's important. That's Roth conversions. But you got to do it before the end of the year, and guess what? Man, it's a good feeling when all of a sudden you open your accounts, and I did that with some clients recently, or someone that came in the first time, and I said, look, we can do a conversion and we can do contributions. They had no tax-free money. And I said, you're going to have a tax-free account. That's exciting. Mm-hmm. I've offered the tax-free information, and we can get you all to the end of your plan. And if you want to go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com, these ideas are on there, as well as these, we can give you some end-of-year planning ideas. If you want to give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. As I said, you can get on my calendar on the website, or you can call us, ask for some specific information, or if you have a specific question, or you want to schedule maybe a 15-minute call on these Roth conversions. Let me give you a couple ideas, because we want to give you ideas. I mentioned the 401k. I said, Kevin, and we said it, hey, we've been pounding the table for 3 months. I was saying, look, if you're 50 or over, you can put $30,500 into your 401k. You know, if you want to accelerate contributions, it's a little late now. I mean, maybe you could tell them to take your whole paycheck the last couple of weeks, but you can accelerate and get more into the 401k and even put it into the Roth portion. But guess what? If you're a business owner, you could do an individual 401k, a solo 401k. Think about that. Again, you have until the end of the year, and you can put $30,000 into it if you want. Again, depending on your age, that's a solo 401k. If you're an S corp, an LLC, and you have no employees, these are ideas. One other quick idea: I'm going to talk about the SALT workaround. You can pay your taxes. Illinois is a state that allows you. Again, S corp, LLCs. You can pay your state income taxes through your corporation and deduct it and still get your standard deduction. I know I'm really getting into the weeds. Sorry, Kevin.
That's okay. Dive deeper.
This is what we do. I'm sorry, but this is how I advise people. So when I have small business owners, I have people that I'm working with that I can take advantage of these, either set up a solo 401k or do the SALT workaround. That's the state and local tax workaround. These are things that, my God, it's exciting to me. I know taxes typically aren't exciting. They can be very complicated. You know, even Albert Einstein had had an accountant, and he did say taxes, they're the most complicated thing out there. So that goes to show you. But the charitable giving, and keep in mind, too, a couple of other quick things, and then we'll move on here. But, you know, we have the Big Beautiful Act. That was retroactive on a number of things. Number one, if you're 65 or over, you could have another $6,000 per. That's a 12. If you're married, that's $12,000 of an increase in your standard deduction. So why not do $12,000 of a conversion? You're going to be in the same spot you were last year if your income's pretty much the same, because you have an extra $12,000 standard deduction. Charitable contributions. Now you can do them even if you don't itemize. I mean, we could go on. And as I said, please do not forget your RMDs. Tax loss harvesting. If you've got losses in your accounts, please, you know, if you don't sell those positions by December 31st, can't take the loss for this year. That's a capital loss. You realize the loss. You can deduct it from your gains, and you can use up to $3,000 to take from your income. Are we doing these things? This is what we do. Mm-hmm. So if you want to sit down and look at some of these ideas, maybe, and have a conversation. And again, we have time. So we have time. I know it's getting tight, but these are things we can do before the end of the year. Let's stop giving away 20 or 30%.
Yeah.
You know, there's no reason for that. So if you want to sit down, again, there's no cost or obligation. We'll talk about your overall plan. I don't want to just isolate on the taxes. That's part of it, as we said. But we can talk about Social Security claiming strategies. You can talk about your income plan. We can talk and even test your plan for you. Review the portfolio and cover everything we talked about. Remember the five pillars? Mm-hmm. That's our approach. Give us a call. Pick up the phone. Give our team a call. If you want to schedule a time or get some information, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com.
Give Tom and his team a call right now, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or online anytime. It's alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. So, Tom, it's been another great show here this weekend, and we are very quickly running out of time. Mm-hmm. But before we do, sir, the floor is once again all yours for the final word.
Well, as always, Kevin, we're here to give you ideas. Make a difference in your retirement plan. One or two ideas can make a big difference. I think we have more than one or two ideas, but certainly there's a lot of information there. So that's why we always say, look, you know, feel free to call us.
Investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.